course. Can't John blame this on society somehow?
I don't know.
No,
John,
no,
can you? I can't.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No. I've already worn out Jack Thompson, so.
I hate you.
It's done.
Yeah, but it's still his fault.
It
always is. Yeah. It will forever be Jack Thompson's fault.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
why did he make me go to class?
Exactly. Now, if he's responsible for making you go to class, who is responsible for such a nice day? I'm going to say phobia.
I was going to say the Noid.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yes, the Domino's Pizza Noid is responsible for the excellent day we have today.
Awesome.
Yes.
What did...
He's not here anymore.
I'm trying to remember the Noid.
The Noid he had, he was weird little guy. He had giant, like, bunny rabbit ears.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. I totally...
He was the Domino's dude. He had a game for Nintendo.
And it came... Didn't it come out? No. Was it for the original Nintendo?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, he had a yo-yo, and you'd hit stuff with a yo-yo. And at the end of each level, you'd, like, battle a rival Noid in a pizza-eating contest.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sweet.
That sounds like a great game.
It wasn't.
You know what was actually not a good game?
The Noid game?
Other than that.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there is a lot.
The Barbie game.
How about the 7-Up game?
Oh.
With the 7-Up dog. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what was sweet, though?
What?
Darkwing Duck.
Did he have a video game?
Yes, he did.
No.
It was amazing.
It
was pretty good.
Yeah. I never played it.
But I think we can all agree on what
Michael
was one of the best.
What?
Lost Vikings, man.
Never played it.
You never played Lost Vikings?
I didn't play it either.
Oh, my God.
Try again.
How about Michael Jackson's Moonwalker?
Try again.
Oh, come on. That was such a good game. It really was. That was an awesome game.
Canceled.
What is with you in that today?
I don't know. I didn't even see that Simpsons episode, but for some reason, it's in my head right now.
I don't even have a log. Somebody hand me a log.
You don't need a log.
I do need a log.
We're playing music. That's all you need to know.
Don't snatch stuff away from me. I was being nice.
Because you're angry at me. I'll take it out on John. What did he do to you?
That's what we missed, the Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Yeah, we did miss the Voodoo Glow Skulls.
Oh, cool. Dillinger 4. Awesome.
Wow. So, yeah, we have some Dillinger 4 coming up.
Everybody gets to hear us review the playlist.
Awesome.
We're off to a great start.
We should just do that today.
Like, well,
just kind of have it be like DVD commentary.
Just mumble.
Just play the music in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, I really liked it when they switched up chord progressions right
Come
here.
Come with Uncle.
Right, here, we'll try it. We'll try it over the Voodoo Ghost call since we missed it anyway.
This is not going to go well.
No, it's really not.
I like the intro use of Clockwork Orange there.
Was that Clockwork Orange?
Yeah,
or it
was Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Can you just cut our mics off and play the music?
No.
I would like it much better that way.
No, this is a bit. Congratulations. You've officially initiated a bit.
Good job.
You've got to ride it the whole way now.
Well, I do with the 4-under-1.
Dude, it's been so long. How did you remember that?
I know.
It's forever implanted in my skull. It pushed out some of that important crap for class.
Okay, so here's the deal, is that we totally did not do any kind of show prep at all. So this is what you're getting. This is the final product. Congratulations.
We didn't discuss this.
No, that's exactly it. We're discussing it now, which is why this is like a behind-the-scenes adrenaline.
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you know what he's talking about?
What?
I said, do you know what he's talking about?
No. No, I'm so confused.
Pretty much what we need to do is engage in a group Tourette syndrome.
That's good.
No, we shouldn't.
That could go real bad real fast.
We'll be off the air.
That's the only direction it can go.
Really quickly.
Or it could be really great.
Hey, is the Battle of the Bands tonight?
Yes, it is. Out in Rubbles.
I wonder if they're playing us in between sets.
I hope not.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be like... Not going to listen to them? Check.
Oh, man. I really hope not. Now I'm really worried about it.
Then maybe we should just play some music and not do this weird thing that
this
you're...
This is your bit.
How did I create this bit?
I don't know. How much longer does... You have 1 minute and 45 seconds and counting for this.
Yep, start killing time.
Yeah,
what are you talking to me for?
Come on, director's commentary it. Come on. Even though you didn't direct it.
Hey!
Come on, what were the thoughts in picking this song?
Well, Originally, I chose it because it had a nice intro that kind of broke the radio music that we often play on the 95.
So that one already went down the tube. So what's next?
Well, right, because we kind of missed that spoken word thing.
Right.
And we didn't play it to bring our show in.
That's true.
So that's what I was... What I'm thinking now is... Well...
And you can't say waste time, because we're not.
What?
Huh?
Anyway.
Yeah, please continue.
So this is, I noticed this song wasn't in Spanish, as most of the Voodoo Glow Skull songs were.
That's true. What album is this off?
This is off Addiction, Action, and something else. I don't remember the full album. Revolution. Addiction, Action, Revolution.
So,
I could be wrong on that Action one, though.
No Bad Religion this week. Why?
Oh, we kind of overplayed Bad Religion a little bit, so I'm giving it a week to cool down, and then I'll probably bust back out next week. Probably throw some Rancid on there, too.
Right.
We haven't played them in a while.
Right, next week. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Assuming one of us doesn't get hit by a car.
I'm working on it, okay?
John's been diving in front of cars all day, and
I've been wondering
what he was doing.
I've been diving in front of parked cars.
Well, that doesn't have the same effect.
See, that's what you've been doing wrong.
I cracked a windshield. Don't get me wrong.
Hey, look at that.
Someone's going to be real mad at me.
The bit's over.
It is over. So we're going to kick it. This is The Vandals with Christian or Canadian right here on 91.5 WMHW.
Canadian, Canadian, Canadian. is Adrenaline with Nate and Kevin.
Modern Rock, 91.5 WMHW.
Modern Rock, 91.5. That was Dillinger 4 with Suckers International Has Gone Public. Before that was the Vandals, Christian or Canadian. Now I'm doing this crossword puzzle here from CM Life, right?
Okay.
Now with your mic on. There
yeah.
You go. All right. What would be Ivory rival? Yeah.
I don't know. But we
I looked at the answer. The answer is Dial. Apparently, they meant the soap rival.
Oh.
See, I don't...
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh,
I was trying to think of something that poachers kill that rivals Ivory.
See, I was thinking a piano. Ebony.
In which case, it would be harpsichord.
Well, I was thinking piano key.
Right, harpsichord.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Piano and a harpsichord are different.
I was thinking the keys of a piano.
Okay.
One's usually... No, that's wrong.
I honestly have no idea what...
Ebony's a wood.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah, good job.
Anyway, they should have said Ivory soap rival. That would have been a little bit better.
That would have made it too easy.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay,
how many soaps are there, honestly?
They could have said Irish Spring.
But they already know Irish Spring is no has no competition.
Hmm?
Irish Spring is the
best
soap.
We're talking about
ever.
Soap here.
We are.
Which we should not be talking about.
Very progressive punk
instill
rock.
Instill such passion that
exactly.
he hacks it up with a hunting knife.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Quality of this show is top notch.
Yep.
Always.
Striving
always.
For excellence.
Absolutely. So, Kevin, have you heard the new Anti-Flag album?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Bad. It's very bad. There's clapping in one of the songs.
There's like, there's also brass instruments in one of the songs.
I caught a trumpet, I believe. I caught a trumpet.
Don't connect. Don't say trumble and
trumpet.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. No connection.
That's two.
Going for there.
That's two. I'm trying for a burp every talk set.
That's gross. Anyway. It's bad.
You're not really one to talk.
I am gross.
Yeah. Let's be honest here.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're all guys, so we are all inherently gross.
Stop eating Skittles.
I can't help it. They're delicious.
Yeah, but they make you sound like you have a mouthful of pebbles on the air.
I don't care.
Well, I do.
Well, we don't go to him very much anyway.
I'm going to turn off your mic.
Just do it.
Well, it's swallowed now, so we're all good.
It's true. It's all in the past now.
Let's kiss and make up.
Yeah.
Let's not, though.
What?
Huh?
We're not?
No. It's your fault.
Pinhead. Okay, I'm looking at this next...
Block?
Block, yeah. We got Pinhead, Gunpowder, and Green Day.
Yeah.
That's too much Billy Joe.
I kind of want to confuse some people out there.
That's way too much Billy Joe.
I want to confuse some people.
I think I just let them in on the secret. If that was the goal, I think I just ruined it for you.
That's all right. I'm sure people don't listen to his talk anyway. She's like, all right, the music's back on. Turn it back up. At least that's what I would do.
That's probably...
you know,
knowing you, that is probably what you'd do. You're going through reviewing old episodes that we've done, and you're going, oh, we're talking again. All right, I'm going to turn it down.
I'm gonna
Bad Religion. Sweet. Okay.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, boy.
We don't play enough Bad Religion.
Well, I'll start.
As far as I'm concerned, I think that we should be playing Bad Religion on every song block.
I'll make a note of that. Every song block?
Every song block.
It might be a little tricky, but I'll give it a go. Get the old college try. Get it because we're in college.
It would...
That's rich.
Yeah. Good job.
I'm embarrassed.
I meant the fact that we're
you
in college
be.
Is funny.
I
shouldn't be.
Right. Anyway.
Coming up next, Milo goes to college and...
What?
I don't know.
That's Mill and Colin.
I know. I it should have been the Descendants, though.
Well,
I'm vetoing Mill and Colin because they're terrible.
But we don't have any Descendants.
That's your fault, not mine.
No, it is because you should have told me. that you want the Descendants.
You should be able to read my mind. You should have had the Descendants and then Manic Hispanic, because then what was the album that Manic Hispanic did that was making fun of Milo Goes to College?
I don't.
It was Someone Goes to Junior College.
Milo?
I don't think it was Milo.
Shiloh?
I don't think so.
I remember that book. It was touching. Everybody remembers Shiloh.
I was just, I was thinking that when I said Shiloh. I'm like, that was a nice book. That dog was cute.
You know what book I didn't like, though?
What's that?
A Separate Piece.
I didn't.
You never
had a separate piece of crap.
Yeah, you never had to read that in middle school. Oh my god, the chapters went on forever.
Really?
It was about a kid who got hurt diving off of a tree into a lake.
Okay.
That is the premise of the story.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's it.
What about that dude that always ran the?
You know what I was thinking of, John? When you think back on that book, does everything you think of that happened in that book? Is it gray? Because that's all I see. It's just gray. Because it was that boring. Like, slit your wrist to see some color gray.
No. I really wouldn't. Of anything, I would, like, shred the book first.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the cover was rather colorful. But, I don't know. In my head, it kind of ran like a Leave It to Beaver episode.
Maniac McGee. Was the book I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, with I was trying to think of that book the other day. Oh, man, that's
the guy,
weird.
He unties that giant knot and wins free pizza for life or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And he ran on the rails.
And there was some, like, guy
choo-choo.
In character named, like, Mars Bars or something.
Oh,
I don't
yep.
know. Yeah. All right, we got to take a short break. Coming up after the break, we, of course, got Pinhead Gunpowder and Green Day back-to-back, ruining Kevin's surprise. And we're going to come back with Mel and Colin.
Adrenaline with Nate and Kevin.
Demonstrating the importance of civil defense preparedness, the elaborate exercises proved survival is possible, offering new hope to all who live in the shadow of the atomic age.
91.5 WMHW.
Every 9 minutes, a person in the U.S. dies from colon cancer. I'm Kevin Richardson of the Backstreet Boys, and my dad was only 49 when he died. Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death, yet we don't discuss it because it involves parts of the body we don't talk about, like the colon and the rectum. Colon cancer can be prevented or treated if detected early. It's time we start talking about colon cancer. Talk to your parents about getting screened. Get in their face. It could save their life.
Call the Colon Cancer Alliance at 1-877-422-2030 or visit ccalliance.org.
Listen to...
Millions leave, I write shit again. Fell into the economy and I'm passing out. wheelchair of paradise. A gunshot rings out at the station. Another urchin slaps in the dead on his own. It makes me wonder why I'm still here. But sunshine dreams are mixed down, feeling like I am. And I'm never gonna go. Pay attention to the crises and the broken homes. Some call it some, some call it. Welcome to
is Adrenaline with Nate and Kevin.
Modern Rock, 91.5 WMHW.
Modern Rock, 1.5. That was Green Day, Welcome to Paradise. Before that, Pinhead Gunpowder with Cabot Gal. And bringing it in, it was Melancholy with Bullion. And by the way, both of those latter bands are the... Green Day and Pinhead Gunpowder both.
Are you sure you weren't doing whiskey shots before you came in here?
And you're yelling at me for eating Skittles? At least I can pronounce correctly.
No, but you're just doing what I eat. Which is really bad to listen to.
Says you.
All right.
Says the producer of this show.
Absolutely. In a way, I'm like your boss.
Yeah, except if I don't show up, oh well.
if you don't show up, it creates less work for me because that means I don't have to go back and redo the productions.
Say.
It's true.
I caught wind.
Hey, check this out. Wait. See? It's not pleasant to listen to.
Actually, that was awesome. So, thanks for inflating my ego all the more.
Those are my cheeks, by the way.
I can't believe I'm on this show.
So leave.
Where else would you be?
On my couch. Probably asleep.
What a productive life you lead. Making a difference.
I envy you.
I had a rough week.
Who didn't?
That one guy.
Yes! That's so far one for each talk set. I am on a roll. All right, go. What were you talking about?
I forgot.
All right, well, I don't care, so that just makes us even.
All right.
So I caught wind of the thing with the tour.
That's two.
The Warped place.
The Warped Tour.
Yes.
All right.
Call one of the list of bands for that. And boy, howdy.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Can't wait.
It's bad.
All right. We'll actually have more on that after the break. We actually do have to take a short break. Coming up next, we have a six-song Adrenaline Rush, Crime in Stereo, Rise Against AAA, Against All Authority in there. When we come back, we're going to come back with new music from NoFX. Is that new?
It's new. It's That's off new. Their LP.
LP or EP?
EP.
Okay. Bad. All right. Coming up next, we got brand new music from NoFX.
This is Adrenaline.
Show.
Modern Rock, 91.5 WMHW.
Yes. This is going to be good.
Awesome. I can't even remember the last time I was at a concert.
I know. It's been like ages.
Man, I can't believe you got tickets.
Yeah, Josh, you the man. You were the man.
Oh, come on, man. Don't thank me yet. I mean, it might not be as good as they say. You never know.
Whatever, bro.
I
mean,
guys, we got to keep moving if we're going to get there early.
Hustling up. Wait, hold on, guys. ATM machine, I'm a little light on cash.
No, wait up, Greg, man. I think I might have some for you.
Yep. You can be my sugar daddy.
Hey.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Wow. Whoa, $50. Pretty generous.
Hey.
You sure you're Jewish? Oh, come on, Josh. Don't get all sensitive on me, man. It was just a joke. It was a joke. Will you tell him, Rob?
What? What do you want me to tell him? That I didn't think it was funny either?
The first step in fighting prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Yeah!
She just doesn't know how much more she can give. But here, at the top of the world, where I raise my hands and I clench my fists, they stand before me below, demanding the answers with flips of a switch. I'm not afraid to
right. When it was this wise man, I was new. And down my street, a block or two, in the back alley, where the enemies flew. A Superman with a heart so true. God, I was a quiet man, kept to himself and lived off the land. With a rusty tin can, living off the streets and seeing that when Johnny came marching home. From the Vietnam War, he was alone. Would have sent him with a label in his face. Never else would have pointed to the race when Johnny came marching home. He said, I can't let go. I can't forget.
This is Adrenaline with Nate and Kevin.
Modern Rock, 91.5 WMHW.
You just got through a six-song Adrenaline Rush. It's pretty rad. Boost you up there a little bit. You just heard The Code with John Doe. Before that was Against All Authority, Just Instruction. Before that, Rise Against, Black Masks, and Gasoline. Before that was a band called Introspect 5 with Rights. And before that was Crime in Stereo. It Ain't All Hugs and Kisses. And to kick it off, it was No Effects, Everything in Moderation, off their six-song EP, Never Trust a Hippie, that came out a couple weeks ago. I heard you over there.
That's four.
Oh, you're set for the next four talk sessions.
I know. Yeah. But I'm still going to try to keep it rolling.
Oh, boy.
Look what you have to look forward to.
That's honestly getting older than the 401.
I'm just excited for whoever has to use this mic next. It's going to just smell like Skittles.
I just about to say, are your burps that vile?
No, not right now, because I've been eating wonderful limited edition Skittles. These are interesting.
So you want to go over that ban list for Warped?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Do that?
Yeah.
You want to hit my mic over here with the...
It's... All you got to do is turn it on. It's already up.
Radical. Oh, yep, there it goes.
Oh, there's another one. Man, I'm on fire.
All right, today. Let's see here. 18 Visions. You ever hear them?
Ooh.
AFI.
Ooh.
Aiden. The Academy Is.
Oh, boy.
Against Me.
Nah.
Alexis Is on Fire.
Yeah.
Amber Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the tones coming from over there. Anti Flag.
Yeah.
Armor for Sleep.
Yeah.
ASG.
Hmm?
Belly. It's so great because I'm not even looking at you. I'm just reading the list and I'm just getting these tones in my headphones. Like these questionable audio tones that. Billy Talent. Did I say that already? The Bled. Wait, did you say,
I said, Blood's all right. They're not great.
Bouncing Souls. Bullet for My Valentine.
Yes.
Buzzcocks.
Bullet for My Valentine. I mean, come on. You can't use Valentine. Look.
Do you really want to get in on this?
Yes.
There's still
a
lot of bands.
I do. I really do want to get in on this real quick because, look, one of the spearheaders of emo was My Bloody Valentine. When you have a band name like that, you can't use Valentine in another band name the same genre. That's just a direct ripoff. All right, go on.
You just sound terrible.
Stupid emo people.
Cartel.
Oh.
Is that a good O or a...
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
say,
no. Oh, no.
My girlfriend listens to that.
Oh, I'm so good. Sorry.
Casualties. Die Huns.
Apparently, the Casualties are now doing Chips Ahoy commercials. I don't know if you've seen that.
Is that the Casualties?
No, it's really not, but watch the video. It's on YouTube, actually.
I've seen the video.
Yeah. If you look, it pretty much, it's like somebody found a picture of the Casualties and was like, okay, this Nabisco, this is the plan for the commercial. I mean, it pretty much looks exactly like each one of them.
This, by the way, is a Chips Ahoy commercial.
Which, for cookies, yeah.
Which is, what do they say, oi?
Punky Chips Ahoy. Oi, oi, oi.
Is that it?
Yes.
And then refrain.
We actually have to get audio of that because it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's great.
It is pretty nice. My roommate came out and was like, so I saw something on TV that would really piss you off. I'm like, is it the Chips Ahoy commercial? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I've seen it already.
I have to say, that is my second favorite commercial of all time.
What's the first?
Any of the colon polyp commercials.
Oh, fair enough.
Because he was the man.
All right, let's keep going here.
Okay. We got a lot to wade through here.
Dork.
What? All right.
Down to Earth Approach. Is that a NASA band?
That's a band
from NASA?
That's a bad name.
I wonder. Oh, no. I can't even make that joke.
Dropping Daylight.
No, I can't do it.
I'm just going to keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, just keep going.
Dropping Daylight.
Challenger.
The Early No.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
Down to Earth in Flames.
It just got really cold in here.
Oh, that second part wasn't even needed either. Eight Fingers Down.
Oh, no. It just keeps getting worse.
Emmanuel. Emery. Every Time I Die.
Oh.
The Fall of Troy. Flashlight Brown.
Okay.
From Autumn to Ashes.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. I have this one. Flashlight Brown. Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh
my God. Now I'm wondering, what possessed them to name their band that?
Oh. Well, Nate's out of commission for a minute.
Because he has the same idea I do.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I'm not. I think I know where you're going with
this. That's such an... I'm not even going to... That one I can't do.
Thank you. From Autumn to Ashes. From First to Last. The Fully Down. Gadsby's American Dream.
Wait a minute. Someone actually named their band Gatsby's American Dream.
Yes. I'll keep going.
I thought they preferred the dude that wrote The Catcher in the Rye.
J.D. Salinger?
There we go.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
Or did J.D. Salinger do Gatsby?
No.
Wait.
I think J.D. Salinger did do Gatsby.
No. Wait. Okay. I don't know. We have to look that up.
Carry on.
English majors, give us a call.
The Germs.
The Germs? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the original lineup. I thought one of them had died. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're going to dig him up just for the show.
Greeley Estates. Gym Class Heroes. Hello, Goodbye.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Have you heard them?
I don't want
to. I am so glad I'm going to Ozfest.
Helmet. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Less Than Jake.
Wait, is that the actual... Wait, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
Living End. Monin. Motion City Soundtrack.
God, this list keeps getting worse.
Mute Math. No Effects, Over It, Paramore, The Pink Spiders, Pistolita, Plain White Tees, Protest the Hero, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Reggie in the Full Effect, Rise Against, Riverboat Gamblers, Seosin, Say Anything.
Okay, you know what? I think we're done here.
Oh, we're just on the S's, though.
No, we're done.
Silverstein.
We're really done.
Stretch Armstrong.
It's done.
Wait. Under Oath.
It just gets worse.
How many
days is this going on?
One.
So, no. So what, they're going to all have like 5 minutes up there?
No,
been to a Warped Tour?
Yeah, some of them do different legs of the
tour. I avoid Warped Tour.
That's probably a good thing.
Some of them do different legs of the tour. We actually, I'm sorry, I hate to cut you off in the middle of
that's
the
okay.
S's.
That's fine.
But
it's probably for the best.
The list is probably done anyway. We got to take a short break. Coming up next, we got Adrenaline Overdose, music from Wolf Brigade, and a special cover from Ulcer, plus six-song Adrenaline Rush is dropping both hours and the 7-inch of the week. We will be right back with Wolf Brigade.
This is Adrenaline.
Do you realize what this means? Yes. Wait a minute. No.
91.5 WMHW.
Escape to the 80s all over again.
All over again.
Back to the 80s. Rewind with Greg and Christine. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on Modern Rock 91.5.
Rock 91.5.
Where music begins.
WMHW Mount Pleasant. Another hour of the hottest alternative begins now.
On Modern Rock 91.5.